Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
Defending Western civilization of colonists, you know, and settlers, that says, is money that that's Israel, you know, is money that could have been jammed into the pockets of Minnesota.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com. The savings are warming up at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's Pearl Snap shirts. Wolverine boots 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, April 6, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council to consider appeal against Ravine Water Park development. Atascadero High School student named state FFA president. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles City Council will consider an appeal against two new developments for the Ravine Water Park. The water park applied for an amendment to its development plan to allow for the construction of a new no-splash pool, as well as a hot tub with a surrounding concrete deck. The plan was approved in February 2026 by the Planning Commission, but was later appealed by Ranch and Coast Properties. The appellant cited incorrect and incomplete project descriptions, a lack of off-site improvements, a need for a traffic study, airport flight zone compatibilities, and a lack of parking access off Paso Robles Boulevard. The Planning Commission said these concerns pertain to existing site conditions and ongoing maintenance matters, rather than impacts directly attributable to the proposed project, and do not rise to a level that would warrant denial of the project. The Paso Robles City Council can choose to approve or deny the appeal and can impose additional restrictions on the project. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person at 6 p.m. in person or listen right here on KPRL. California FFA has announced its state officer team for 2026 to 2027, and an Atascadero High School student was elected president. JC Salas, a senior at Atascadero High School, was elected in March after an intensive selection process through California FFA. Officers for California FFA are interviewed from around the state, and this year, a total of 59 candidates were selected after the initial round of interviews. Students who serve California FFA officers will take a gap year, placing college and career plans on hold temporarily. Atascadero High School's principal said the school is proud of JC and the incredible FFA program they have. JC will be honored during the April 21st Atascadero School Board meeting. Owner of Sunny Acres Rehabilitation Ranch, Dan Duvall, dies at age 82. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:09. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:10. The owner of Sunny Acres, Dan Duvall, passed away at the age of 82 on March 6th. Duvall founded Sunny Acres in the early 2000s, long before other methods to assisting unhoused individuals in San Luis Obispo County were established. It became a facility that housed and rehabilitated individuals experiencing homelessness in the county. Residents at Sunny Hills were provided a living space and were required to work at the ranch for $5 an hour. Duvall established Sunny Acres as a way to compassionately help those struggling with addiction, stemming from his own struggles of alcoholism. Sunny Ranch was also wrought with controversies regarding safety, health, land use violations, and lawsuits from former residents. Towards the end of his life, Duvall was facing long-term health issues, particularly with dementia. The county elections office received more than 40 entries for the I Voted sticker design contest by local students, more than double those submitted in 2024. The winning designs were by Del Mar Elementary fourth grader Brent Smart and Arroyo Grande High School freshman Annie Schwent. Also selected were the Yo Voté design created by third grader Aurelia Shua of Pacheco Elementary and a future voter sticker by Sarah Van Horn, homeschooled in Atascadero through Abide Christian School. All four new stickers will be available in both county elections offices starting May 4th and will be available at polling locations through both the primary and general elections on June 2nd and November 3rd. All four stickers include patriotic symbols, such as the American flag and bald eagle. Schwent's design includes the state bird, the California quail. Three unplanned outages struck North San Luis Obispo County on Easter Sunday. The first outage struck early in the morning in the Lake Nacimiento area at about 4:30 a.m., on that same day, almost 2,000 customers east of Atascadero and down south towards Santa Margarita in rural San Luis Obispo County lost power. Power was restored by about 3:30 p.m. for both outages. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Red Sox 8-6, the Athletics over the Astros 12-10, Mets beat the Giants 5-2, Dodgers over the Nationals 8-6, the Angels beat the Mariners 8-7, the Marlins over the Yankees 7-6. Tonight, the Giants will face the Phillies, the Angels will go against the Braves, the Dodgers will face the Blue Jays, the Padres will go against the Pirates. In the NBA yesterday, the Rockets beat the Warriors 117-116, Clippers over the Kings 138-109, Mavericks beat the Lakers 134-128. No California teams will be playing tonight. In California news, the Screenwriters Union and Hollywood Studios reached a four-year tentative agreement after 3 weeks of negotiation. Writers Guild of America unanimously approved the tentative agreement, which was arrived at quickly in contrast to the historic strike 3 years ago. The agreement's actual contents are unknown, but are expected to be released in the coming days. A wildfire broke out in Moreno Valley in California over the weekend, reaching over 4,100 acres after swift growth. Right now, the fire is sitting at 95% containment. Evacuation orders were given for households near the fire. Firefighters attribute this fast growth of the blaze to swift winds, reaching up to 45-mile-per-hour gusts. In a Truth Social post, President Donald Trump has endorsed Steve Hilton for California governor. The announcement came early this morning. Local news was sponsored by The Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Perhaps there was at some time a clear divide between organic farmers and conventional farmers. But if those lines ever existed, they're certainly more blurry today. Dr. Aaron Silva works with farmers wanting to incorporate organic and regenerative farming practices. She says the types of farmers interested in organic are highly diverse and include many conventional farmers.
So many of the farms that I work with aren't necessarily managing all their acres organically. They're looking at it as a way to diversify their operations and still run much of their acres conventionally, but choose specific acres to manage organically and capture that market opportunity using the land most appropriate for organic agriculture to be able to capture that market, but still using the tools available for conventional agriculture to do the best stewardship of acres that require that type of management. Anywhere from smaller farms managing 10 to 50 acres of organic grains to farms running over 10,000 acres, which again, may be more of what we call a parallel operation, operating some of those acres in conventional and some of those acres under organic. So incredibly diverse in terms of the sorts of farmers engaging in organic and also where those farmers are located.
Dr. Silva is the State Extension Specialist in Organic and Sustainable Cropping Systems at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Ranchers, mark your calendar for Wednesday, April 8th, the 52nd annual Pass Creek Angus Ranch Sale just south of Wyola, Montana, offering 65 yearling and 32 fall Angus bulls, 9 stout 2-year-olds, 25 open heifers, and a couple ranch geldings. Featuring proven genetics like Vermilion Bomber and GAR Hometown, designed for low maintenance, performance, and carcass quality. Find the right bull for your program. View videos, catalog, and bid online at frontierlivesale.com, or you can learn more at PassCreekAngus.com.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients, enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
This is Tim Hammerich with the Ag Information Network.
Most business owners agree 72% plan to sell their business to fund their retirement, but 98% don't know what their business is worth. A bit of a disconnect, don't you think? Clarity on your business value provides actionable insights for retirement, succession, and estate planning, as well as guidance on improving your company's performance. Business owners, I'm Barry Fisher, Blaze & Bear Insurance. Protect what matters to you and your family. Call today. Learn more about how you can secure your most important asset. 805-635-7200.
The Red Scooter Deli, with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles, has free delivery up to 5 miles and deliveries 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Order online or call 805-237-1780 to order great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com and use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
KPRL News continues at 8:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California agricultural exports to China saw a 64% decline last year, with top 13 commodities in total falling from an average of $1.55 billion to about $550 million, according to new research published by the University of California Giannini Foundation of Agricultural Economics. After joining the World Trade Organization in 2001, China became one of California agriculture's fastest-growing markets. That trajectory changed in 2018 and 2019, with the first U.S.-China trade war. Then, in 2025, while California farmers were still recovering from the effects of that trade conflict, the U.S. imposed tariffs on Chinese imports, and China responded with retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods, including many California-grown farm products. Some of the largest losses caused by the recent trade war occurred in California's tree nut industry. The value of the annual pistachio exports to China declined by about $478 million, while almond exports fell by roughly $228 million. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports there's a traffic collision with no injuries on the US 101 South, just north of the 46 West off-ramp outside of Paso Robles. CHP reports that this is a two-vehicle collision. Both vehicles are in the right-hand shoulder. CHP currently has a unit assigned. The incident occurred at about 8:01 this morning. Again, there's a traffic collision with no injuries on the US 101 South, just north of the Highway 46 off-ramp outside of Paso Robles. CHP has a unit en route. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 80s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 40s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Wednesday, mostly cloudy on Thursday, cloudy on Friday and Saturday with a 30 to 40% chance of showers, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday. Low 80s on Wednesday, mid-70s Thursday, upper 60s Friday, mid-60s Saturday and Sunday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 55 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
Celebrate mom in style at Allegretto Vineyard Resort on Mother's Day, May 10th. Treat yourself to an indulgent brunch experience featuring everything from fresh salads and Mediterranean grazing boards to made-to-order omelets, risotto in a Parmesan wheel, and a prime rib carving station. Enjoy sweet favorites like chocolate-covered strawberries, mini cheesecakes, and more. Plus, mimosas and rosé spritz to toast the occasion. This is a celebration that the whole family will love for an unforgettable Mother's Day at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are higher on Wall Street this morning. Right now, the Dow Jones, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 are all in the green. United Healthcare shares are up about 2%, while Apple shares are up more than 2%. That alone is combining for a big boost for the Dow this morning. Oil trading at $111 a barrel, down about 0.5%. Iran is facing a deadline from President Trump of Tuesday at 8 p.m. to fully open the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, at the same time, there are reports a 45-day ceasefire is being discussed. The price of diesel is just 20 cents shy of the all-time high, and regular gas is now averaging $4.11 a gallon nationwide. And more bad news for the media. The Associated Press is reportedly planning staff cuts and restructuring as part of a broader business shift. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed and bonded, 805-674-1383.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, REDS has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call REDS On Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Red Scooter Deli in Paso Robles, two locations across from the city park and next to the DePet Department on 6th Street. Remember, they've been helping you taste their delicious food for over 16 years. And don't forget, use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. Order online or stop by in person. That's redscooterdeli.com or call them 805-237-1780. And remember, they're open daily 6:30 till 4.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today we're going to hear the story of a man in jail for murder who refused to be broken out by a friend. And under unusual circumstances, the friend gave him another chance. Sounds confusing? It won't after we're done. Webb served on posses in Dodge City under Bat Masterson and a spell as a policeman. Then he went to Las Vegas, New Mexico and spent some time as a special officer. In 1880, he was named City Marshal. But John Webb wasn't really a good man. For a while he was working for the law, he was also robbing and doing other mischief with friend and bad man Dave Rudabaugh. On April 2, 1880, while serving as the Las Vegas, New Mexico City Marshal, John Webb robbed a man and killed him. Over the next week, Webb was arrested, tried, and sentenced to be hanged. His old friend Dave Rudabaugh, after being chased out of Dodge City, happened to be spending some time in Las Vegas. So Rudabaugh decided to break Webb out of jail. When Rudabaugh broke in, Webb refused to go. You see, Webb was expecting a pardon from the governor. Unfortunately, in the process, Rudabaugh killed jailer Antonio Valdez. So Rudabaugh had to hightail it out of town just ahead of the law. Unfortunately, Webb didn't get the pardon he had expected, but he did get his sentence reduced to life. On March of 1881, a year later, Dave Rudabaugh showed up at the Las Vegas jail again. But this time, he was in handcuffs to stand trial for the murder of jailer Valdez. Not wanting to be hanged, Rudabaugh masterminded another jailbreak. John Webb was again offered his freedom. This time he went along. John also made sure Rudabaugh never had to break him out of jail again by never again getting locked up inside one.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers, her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards, but the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course. Brookside Christian Academy in Atascadero, formerly known as North County Christian, is having their first annual Spring Gala on May 8th at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion. Let's support this wonderful school that is providing our children with a Christian classical education and spiritual discipline and the tools to master academic skills while pursuing the truth. The Brookside Academy Gala theme is Let Goodness Grow. Please buy your tickets or make a donation at brooksideacademy.com.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The County Elections Office received more than 40 entries for the I Voted sticker design contest by local students. The winning designs were made by Del Mar Elementary 4th grade Bryn Smart, Arroyo Grande High School freshman Annie Schwent, 3rd grade Aurelia Shua of Pacheco Elementary, and Sarah Van Horn, homeschooled in Atascadero through Abide Christian School. The owner of Sunny Acres, Dan Duvall, passed away at the age of 82 on March 6th. Duvall founded Sunny Acres as a way to assist unhoused residents in San Luis Obispo County, especially those struggling with addiction. Duvall was facing longtime health issues, including dementia. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South County. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox
News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump warns Iran, come to the peace table or else.
President writing, Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day all wrapped up in one in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Open the blinking straight, you crazy blink, or you'll be living in hell.
Fox's Matt Finn in Dubai. The crew of Artemis 2 flies behind the moon today.
When they do, they'll lose contact with Earth for about 40 minutes. During their flyby, the four crew members of Artemis 2 will become the farthest humans from Earth in history, breaking the record previously held by the three astronauts of Apollo 13 back in 1970.
Dr. John Nasseri, a U.S. Supreme Court order out this morning could lead to the dismissal of the criminal case against former Trump advisor Steve Bannon. Bannon spent months in prison for refusing to testify to Congress and its investigation to the 2021 Capitol riot. America's listening to Fox News.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points in that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Alrighty, some sunshine today. It'll be here, and highs should be right around 80. Then mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. We'll get a little bit warmer. Mid-80s for your Tuesday as we head to Wednesday. Low to mid-80s. Clouds coming in on Thursday, mid-70s. Maybe some rain. About a 45% to 50% chance either Friday or Saturday, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Sunday, mid 60s and 70 a week from today with a couple of clouds. Today's UV index will be 8, up and down, 6:43 a.m., 7:29 p.m., and we are at 58 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have on the head of school at Brookside Christian Academy, and many of you may remember it formerly as North County Christian, and they're celebrating 50 years. They have a big gala coming up. We'll find out about the school and about the big day coming up, celebrating 50 years here in the North County. Email into the studio. Oh, and by the way, Susanna's still on her leave of absence for the birth of Sophie. So she'll be back in a couple of weeks. I've got the Emancipation Proclamation lined up for you in the 1 o'clock hour. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it's brought to you by Red's On Time Plumbing. Oh, when you need them, they'll be there for you 24-7, same day, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775. 238-KPRL. Don't forget, you can text that 75 number if you like. Very nice to do that.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing
the morning exchange? KPRL.
I once read that Frank Sinatra hated doing that last line, the duty, doobies, whatever, and stuff like that, which at that point in his career, he was kind of the man, and so maybe he just had such respect for the producer. I don't know, but I did remember reading that he didn't like it. All right. Let's see here. What else do we have? Nothing right there. Well, behind the No Kings protest, at least at one city or two, if not more, 250,000 production machine equal to a Def Leppard concert. That's a production infrastructure, including about 30 semi-trucks, massive sound systems, and ballistic bullet resistance barriers. Where are these people getting the money from? That's interesting. Now, I heard that part of the money comes from groups such as the Ford Foundation, Rockefeller, et cetera, and from what little I know, which is to be harmful, that the Ford Foundation is not, that was money that was set up over 50 years ago. So I thought I heard last week that, well, it's when you buy a Ford car, that's not from what I understand. The money initially was set up, obviously, with Ford money. But supposedly it is separate, but I don't know that for sure. All right, somebody sent me in information because I had a question on the pilots. What do they do? And I appreciate that, but what I was, again, are they given specific instructions on not to be captured? I guess what I was looking for. Now, the survival skills that these pilots have is amazing, and obviously the help they get when people are going to look for them. And, you know, for example, pilots are trained to move away from the injection site as quickly as possible to avoid enemy patrol converging on the crash. They have, obviously, survival gear, first aid supplies, signaling equipment, water, obviously things along those lines, just the basics. And they use encrypted survival radios to transmit GPS coordinates and voice messages to overhead aircraft. I wonder if I'm sure they could be intercepted. Then they have the evasion tactics, primarily at night, staying off roads and using the terrain to break line of sight from the enemy. Again, the training in this, when you think about it, is absolutely amazing. And then we have the help from the task force, the helicopters and so forth. But I'm just wondering because, again, are there instructions given to them if they think they're going to be captured? We may not know that anyway. The government may not want us to know, but I guess it's morbid curiosity regarding that, because I know some generals in Germany, particularly some imprisoned, they took cyanide. Now, the prison was a little bit different, but the ones who were out on the field, that was... I don't know if they were told to do that or they just did that. Which, by the way, I have another question. There was an inmate at the county jail, and the inmate died. And this was late last week. And I'm pretty sure that the person in jail died of a fentanyl overdose. Okay. I thought I saw that, and I can't see where it is now, but I don't remember if the story said, Chris, did you see that story?
Well, I sent the one that you gave me in the email, which I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, does it say... It says fentanyl, doesn't it?
Yeah, the Sheriff's Office Coroner's Unit has determined the cause of death to be the toxic effects of fentanyl.
Okay, so my question then is, was he brought in when he was under the influence, or did he get hold of the fentanyl while in jail?
The bottom of it says how he came into possession of fentanyl while in custody remains under investigation.
Okay, so he's in custody and somehow he gets fentanyl. All right, so that's an issue. And for those of you that have a decent memory, remember years ago, one of the guards down at the prison there, and he was selling. I think it was a him. I'm not sure. And I don't know whatever happened, but he was doing it for, you know, fairly, you know, substantial length of time, which is not unheard of, but I'm just curious on this one. So somebody gets arrested, they're in jail, and fentanyl. I'm assuming they do searches and so forth. Not assuming, they do searches. They do searches. That was at the men's colony. That's what I was trying to remember. All righty, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Okay, so here is a question to throw out as we get ready for some primaries. You heard the news that President Trump has endorsed Steve Hilton in the California governor's race. And he is a former British government aide. So my question is this: does this help Hilton or not? Does this help by getting Trump's endorsement? If memory serves me, at the last go-round, that a lot of people that Trump endorsed did not do well. Now, did they not do well simply because Trump did that, or because they were bad candidates? So I guess we'll find out in June, because Trump said he has, this is referring to Hilton, his complete and total endorsement. He'll be a great governor, and we'll never let you down. Okay, all these nice things to say and so forth and so on. Now, we could have a Republican governor for the first time in nearly two decades, but my question again is, with the endorsement of Hilton, will it turn away those who may be independent and they're so tired of the Democrats because the Democrats have all their candidates running and the state's a mess? Would they either not show up to help a Republican, whether it's Hilton or not, because of Trump's endorsement? And would it be best if he just stayed out of it? That's my question. I kind of wish he would stay out of it. Okay, so I got this from a very reliable source. U.S. military personnel are never told to avoid capture at all costs. Are never told to avoid capture at all costs. I.e., you folks can figure it out. All right. But I was thinking about this yesterday when we were, because Linda and I were talking about it, the magnitude of the physical and mental strength of these pilots when they eject. And what goes through their minds, and just, again, the hours of training. And, you know, it's like a lot of things. You can train all you want, but when it actually happens, that's a little bit different thing. That's a little bit different. Chris, do you remember anything that you have done where either you studied, you prepared, you trained, or whatever, and when it was time to actually perform, that you were really nervous?
Driving.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can read a driver's manual all you want, but once you actually get behind the wheel, it's different.
Was it reflected in your performance that you were nervous?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not talking about my driver's test, because, you know, I got around to the test, and I had driven for quite a bit, but yeah, I mean, I remember my first time getting behind the wheel. It was a little bit rough.
Okay. But the test was nervous.
Yeah, I was nervous on the test, too. And like I said before, I failed my first time from one error, but...
Now that's surprising. For someone who's a straight A-plus student, that really surprised me.
I mean,
were you... okay, sometimes when we take a test, at least us average people, we know if we did good or bad. Did you think that you did bad when you were done with it?
No, I didn't. I mean, I've told this story before. I failed the test because I was driving down Vine Street, and I was told to, you know, pull over against the curb. And when I did so, I did not look in my mirror and over my shoulder to see if there were bikers coming on. And that's because I knew there weren't any bikers because I didn't see any. But yeah, I got failed the test from that.
Did the person tell you that right away?
No, he continued with the test, and we went back to the DMV, and he told me that I failed because of that.
I'm not laughing because it happened. I'm just going like, that must have been, were you mad? Were you,
Oh, yeah, I was super mad. Not only that, but my friend, actually, who took the test a few weeks after me, or maybe before, also failed the test for that exact same reason, and his mentality was the exact same thing as me. And look, I know, I look in my window and over my shoulder at all times now. You know, I'm not arguing that it's an unsafe thing to do or that, you know, it was stupid or like I understand his reason. But again, my mentality was in the moment is I've been driving down Vine Street exclusively, you know, for the past several minutes and have not seen a single biker. The thought just didn't occur to me that I need to look for one, if that makes sense.
No, it does. But I think, you know, again, we forget that, okay, there's a lot of, you know, X amount of streets that people can come out and somebody could be flying around and next thing you know, within a couple of seconds they could be near you, particularly not in your day, I don't think, but now with these motorized bikes.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah, somebody can be, up on you pretty quickly.
And, you know, I get it. I was mad at the moment. Didn't make that mistake again. Also made sure my brother didn't make that mistake. My brother, who is not a straight A student, passed his driver's test the first time, and I'm the one who taught him how to pass it.
So he rubbed it in?
No. I was just proud of him.
All right. Hi. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Your comment about Vine Street and Chris talking to me hit my pet peeves. I live on Vine. I've lived here since 2004, and I've seen it change from a nice residential street to a freeway. They just dropped the speed limit to 25 miles an hour, and I did a little time of my own. I drove 25 miles an hour between the two corners, and it took me 9.5 seconds. So I sit out there and I count the cars going by 6.5, 7 seconds between corners. So I'm figuring they're 45 miles an hour, and nobody stops them, nobody says anything, and it's really, really dangerous. And I just hope that some of the city council people are listening to get on this thing.
Well, I think one thing will happen since they changed the speed limit fairly recently.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a period of time when they'll let that sink in, and then they'll go to it because I remember that happening on Spring Street, which I think 25 is too slow on Spring Street.
Well, I talked to one of the council members whose name I will not mention. He says, well, we know they're going to go faster than that. We just want to slow them down a little bit, which is kind of crazy.
You know, funny thing is, that's what I was imagining was the reason why the speed limit was changed on Vine and Spring Street to 25 miles an hour.
Well, my little e-scooter tops out at 25. That's the max speed. When I go 25 miles an hour, the cars are still flying by me. So no one's paying attention to that. They could pave Spring. They could, with traffic citations on Vine Street, they could pave the damn street with the money they're going to collect.
Well, it's,
because
you know,
even when they put Vine to 25, Spring to 25, they took Vine as an alternative route at 35, 40 miles an hour.
Well, the thing about Vine, though, because it has so many dips on there, you really can't go that fast anyway.
Well, the problem is between First Street and I think 7th Street, they come over that hill at 3rd Street, and they go up the hill, and then they come down it and get up ahead of steam. And the first dip isn't until 7th or 8th Street. So that strip between 1st and 8th is a freeway. It's crazy.
I'm going to out myself a little bit here.
Go ahead.
So I'm a person who goes a little bit fast on Vine Street. I won't disclose how much. And what you're saying is mostly true because there are, you know, some dips in Vine Street, but I've got it in my head from driving up and down it so often. The big dips aren't until after the stop signs. So when you come off First Street, the first stop sign you hit isn't all the way until 12th Street.
Right, right, and it's crazy. They come. I mean, they come. I live on my corner. They'll come down 3rd Street and they'll hang a right, and they won't even slow down going down the street going towards Spring. It's just like a Grand Prix corner. It's nuts. I mean, I've already had two of them jump my curb, took out my oleander, and I've had two collisions in my front yard there where they're turning left in front of people coming down the road. And no one seems to do anything. I know I've heard someone say there's a higher police presence now with citations, but I've not seen it.
Well, I see the visibility of the police around Paso quite a bit, and in, you know, my routine every day going down Spring Street, I would say more often than not I see them. And I do 25 on Spring Street. I hate it. But people are on my butt the whole time, most of the time when I'm driving.
I've got the same experience. I go 25. I look, and I'm maybe 27. I try to stay under 30, but people are still riding my tail. Like, why aren't you going faster?
Well, that's, I mean, I feel like saying, look, I'm not doing this because, you know, I'm trying to be a putz or anything like that. It's just that I do not want to get a ticket.
I've got a clean record, and I want to keep it that way.
I do, too, and I don't want my insurance to go up either.
Exactly right. But, you know, I think if anybody's listening, I was wondering if I could call the traffic department and borrow one of their radar guns and just do a little of my own traffic survey. I've even considered buying one on eBay just to do my own survey. But if you do, you know, the old physics thing, speed is distance over time, and I figure when they cross between 3rd and 4th, it's 6 and a half seconds, they're going 45 miles an hour.
You know what I did once when we lived in town? There was this kid, and, you know, again, he was a kid, and he had a flashy, like a 64, 65 Mustang, and it was all fixed up. I mean, it looked really nice.
Mm-hmm.
He came flying through our neighborhood, and he was fairly consistent with it on Saturdays. And one day, I just happened to be out there, and I pretended that I took a picture of him as he went by.
Right.
And he drove around the block and came by, back and said, and he was nice. He said, excuse me, what were you doing? I said, I'm taking a picture of you. And I'm going to show that car to the police because you're coming through this neighborhood pretty damn fast. And this is, you know, it's a residential kids and stuff.
Right.
And, you know, I said, go on the back roads and rev the car up. I mean, it's a beautiful. And again, he was very, very nice. And he apologized. But that's what I did, though. I just, you know, acted like, okay, I'm going to turn you in.
Well, I've got a hair dryer that I don't use anymore for obvious reasons, keep it from my guests, but I can stand out there pointing that hair dryer down. It looks like a radar gun. I admit I might get some reactions.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, keep it up, Barney.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll try. Bye-bye.
Right. Let's see here on the message. Yes, it would have been better if President Trump stayed out of California politics. I think most Californians prefer Chad Bianco. Steve Hilton is a carpetbagger, a former member of the Crowd Pack, now Crowd Blue, a very leftist group. His wife is a British citizen and a big leftist. Chad Bianco is also American-born. All right, thank you. Let's see here. Can we get one more in? Last night on 60 Rant, yeah, we talked about the budget on the rail in California. And the billion, the $128 billion it's up to from the original $33 billion that you folks voted for way back in 2006. All right, that's going to kick it in the pants for this Monday edition here on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. An Atascadero High School student has been elected as state FFA president for 2026 to 2027. JC Salas, a senior at Atascadero High School, was elected after an intensive interview process and will be honored during the April 21st Atascadero School Board meeting. The Pastorable City Council will consider an appeal against two new developments for the Ravine Water Park, a new no-splash pool, and a hot tub with a surrounding concrete deck. You can attend the meeting tomorrow in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, celebrating 50 years at Brookside Christian Academy. You remember it as North County Christian School. And a Mr. Josh Garcia, the head of school, will be in with us to talk about that and the big celebration. And Susanna's still on maternity leave, so you're going to, well, I'm going to jog your memories a little bit. The Emancipation Proclamation, Abraham Lincoln. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, the small business. Keep that cash local. Continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.